Unit 13. The Water Planet. Listening. There are many poems about the ocean and the life of sailors and fishermen. One of the most famous English poems about life on the ocean tells the story of an adventurous sea journey. Listen to the story and answer the questions below. Part 1.
Many great poets have written about the beauty and dangers of the seas and oceans. In the 18th century, the English poet Samuel Taylor Coleridge wrote a poem called The Rime of the Ancient Mariner. In the poem, a mysterious guest tells a strange story to the people at a wedding. He begins his story by describing how a ship sets out to sea. One day, one of the sailors, or mariners, shoots a bird that flies above the ship. When the other mariners see what he has done, they are frightened and angry. The bird he has killed is a bird that brings good luck to the ship. By killing the bird, the mariner has brought bad luck and death to the sailors. Soon, things turn bad. The wind dies down, and the sailors are hungry and thirsty. There is water all around them, but they can't drink it because it is too salty. Water, water everywhere, nor any drop to drink. The mariners are so thirsty, hungry and frightened, that they begin to imagine things. They think they see monsters walking on the water.
Part 2.
In the poem, two gods argue over what should happen to the ship and the mariners. Finally, they decide that all must die, except the mariner who shot the bird. He must live through it all, and will pay by having to tell the story to all the people he meets the rest of his life. On the ship, the frightened mariner watches as the other sailors fall down dead on the ship's deck. Left alone on the ship, drifting on the ocean, the mariner suffers from loneliness and fear. Alone, alone, all alone, alone on a wide, wide sea. When the mariner is rescued at last, he must walk around and tell his story. This is what the guest tells the people at the wedding. His story told, the ancient mariner says farewell and asks them to learn from his sufferings.
Workbook, Unit 13, Listening. 1. Listen to Part 1 of the tape. Tick the things which the speaker talks about.
In order to go diving, you need some equipment. First, divers carry on their backs a metal bottle, which is filled with air. There's enough air to last about 40 minutes. Next, divers carry heavy metal weights in a belt around their body. Without these heavy weights, they would float to the surface. You see, there is a lot of air in their air bottles, and this would bring them up to the surface if they didn't have any weights. Most divers don't go very deep. Mainly, they dive to a depth of about 20 meters. Then they swim around as they slowly return to the surface. Everyone who wants to dive must first have diving lessons with a teacher. There are a few dangers that you have to learn about. For one thing, you might have problems with your air bottle. A diver must know how the equipment works and be able to recognize possible problems. There are also dangerous types of fish that you must look out for. You must be familiar with the environment you will be diving in. Before you go on a dive, make sure that you know what you're getting into. Diving may look easy, but if you don't have the necessary training, it can be both difficult and dangerous.
2. Listen to Part 1 of the tape again. Fill in the information on the diagram. 4. Listen to Part 2 of the tape. According to Victoria, what must a diver always remember? Complete the chart below with information from the tape.
Victoria is a diving instructor at the Water Sports Club. She teaches people the skills they need in order to enjoy safe diving. We asked her what she tells her students.
I love diving and I want others to try it too. Diving isn't really a dangerous sport. but it's important to understand that safety is very important. Most diving accidents happen to beginning divers. I tell people to know their limits. If you don't have enough experience, you mustn't dive deeper or longer than what you are used to. There are two things a diver must always remember. Never dive alone and don't hold your breath. If a diver holds his or her breath, the pressure difference between the air in their lungs and the outside may become so great that it may result in serious lung injuries. I sometimes tell beginning divers to sing a song while diving. This is a simple way to make sure that you are breathing normally. And since many people dive while they are on vacation, I remind them that they shouldn't dive within 12 hours of a flight. The difference in pressure may cause dangerous gases to enter the blood.